Of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you here at the half. Our score is 26-6. It is the Green Trojans on top of Unitego Franklin. Tim, maybe some keys in the second half for both sides that you are thinking about here. Green, a well-oiled machine there in that first half. How do they keep it going? If you're Unitego Franklin, how can maybe you slice into this edge a little bit?
Well, I got to believe that Green is going to keep the ball with the ground and pound. It's been working so well for them. I don't think they have any reason to put the ball up in the air, and they're going to just try to take the air out of the game. But Unitego, I think they got to become a little bit more attack mode. Like they like you said before, they seem like they're not in a hurry. I think they're going to have to get a little bit tempo and pick the tempo up a little bit and try to get more plays out of every possession.
I like that. Yeah, because I think if you're Unitego Franklin, you got to try to score somewhat quickly here, mm-hmm. and maybe give yourself some momentum. But the Trojans have just been so crisp. You know, even when they get themselves in a tough spot, they've been able to find a way out of it, which has been impressive.
Right. Well, and the thing is I feel bad for the Spartans because they did such a great job down there when the ball was inside the red zone. They stopped them and stopped them and stopped them, and then all of a sudden that one fourth down play, great design by Green. They isolated a wide out over here on the left-hand side, man-to-man coverage. Two wide outs on the other side spread the field, and the quarterback did a fantastic job looking them off and then just threw the ball up, and the guy beat his defender.
Yeah, so it was a well-played first half by the Trojans. And, you know, Unitego Franklin did a lot of really nice things, and some of the things just didn't work out. Mm-hmm. That throw that got picked off and gave the Trojans very good field position, they capitalized, they scored on it. You know, receiver tripped.
Sure.
So just unlucky break there.
And I do believe you said it. He was open. I mean, like, mm-hmm. he was going to catch the ball, or at least he was going to get his hands on it. And when he went down, it just made it such an easy was it Volendi that
yes.
picked it off?
Yeah, he picked
yeah.
it off.
Yeah, I mean, it made it such an easy interception for him because the receiver wasn't there.
So we will see how the second half goes here under the lights in Green tonight. Glad to have you along. Again, Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you. And Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Always appreciate Jim's work here on Fridays and Saturdays. And I've been putting him to work during the week, too, for our soccer game. Mm-hmm. So that's been a unique challenge to learn, you know, how we can do soccer on the radio. It's been a while since we tried it, and we've really been enjoying it. So we'll probably do some more coming up soon. Unitego Franklin will receive back at the 15. They'll look to run it out, and they'll have the ball. Oh, they lost it. It's on the turf, and I think the Trojans might have it here. No, the white hat is signaling that the Spartans have it. So a bullet dodge there by Unitego Franklin as they coughed it up.
Yeah, they definitely did, because I'll tell you what, the Green assistant coach just did the 40 in like 4-2 down the sideline, and because he thought his team got the ball back, and boy, that would have just been absolutely devastating.
Looked like a defender came up and popped it out
yep.
from behind.
That's exactly what happened.
That thing went flying.
Yeah, it sure did, and went straight up into the pile, and he fortunately got it back. So first and 10 for the Spartans.
So here are the Spartans again, the white tops, the green pants, the green helmets, the white trim, going right to left to start off this second half. And they'll try to run it up the middle here. Good for maybe a yard for Sargent. Green is in the green tops, the black pants. They're wearing the pink socks tonight, mm-hmm. and the green helmets with the white trim.
Coach McCroney comes out and goes under center. And he was not in the shotgun on that play, so he is doing a little change up of the offensive formation.
We know the coach has a lot in his offensive playbook, as we have seen Unitego really morph into whatever they need to be over the last years, depending on their personnel. Mm-hmm. So you know they're ready for a lot of different things. So this will be a second down at about 8 to go. And Utter steps back into the shotgun now. One wide receiver to each side. He's going to go right back to Jacob Sargent. Pushes the pile forward, maybe a yard. So 3rd and 7 coming up.
Yeah, that real nice defense right there. Number 12 from Green with a real nice tackle. after a gain of about one, as Nate said, third down and eight.
So third down coming up here for Unity Go Franklin. If you're a Green fan, you're looking for something to do tomorrow morning. I know the consolation and the championship game in the Green Field Hockey Tournament will be going on. Consolation's at 10. I believe championship's at 11:45, I want to say. I believe so. Some of the best teams locally and in the state are here. Green, Whitney Point for the championship. That's going to be great. Afton Harpersville against Maine Endwell. In the consolation game, that will be tremendous as well. We got a flag here on Green. I believe they jumped.
Yeah, I believe so, too. 5 yards against the Trojans gives Unitigo 5 extra yards. Be third down and 3.
Yeah, much more manageable now for Unitigo as they're up to about the 39. So as Tim said, about a third and 2, third and 3.
Yeah, they look like Green was going to blitz, and the young man from Green got just a bit too close to the center and drew the flag.
It's been a pretty penalty-free game.
I was going to say the same thing just a few minutes ago. It was like, is that the fourth flag?
Waiting for the snap here, and Utter on a QB keeper tries to run to the outside. Guess who's there? Hunter Page ropes him down for a loss on the play.
Yeah, that was one of Green's or Unitigo's good plays in the first half. They always did the little fake, and then Utter would take it off to the right side, and Page was right there. Tackle for a loss of about 2, fourth down.
Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on WCDL and WCDOsports.com. As we said earlier, good to have Cutter back in the booth here. He's been a busy man this fall, but anytime that he's willing to come help me out, I always appreciate it. So it's been good.
Always appreciate the call, Nate. Always appreciate it.
Well, we had you on a little bit there for our preview show when we did our preseason show. That was a lot of fun, and the weeks just go by real fast. Unitigo's going to punt this one away with Utter. And I believe this is, yes, Vallandy back at the 35. Going to try to run up to the 40. He's tackled here. Ball might have come out. Let's see. Haven't seen a signal. Yes, Green's going to hold on. I think it was on the turf for a split second.
Yeah, I couldn't actually see. There was quite a big pile there, but obviously the Green Trojans are going to remain in possession of the ball. They will have the ball first and 10 on their own 40-yard line.
And this will be a first and 10 coming up here for the Trojans. They are in the driver's seat right now with 8:50 to go in this third quarter, and Green leading 26-6. Nothing doing for the Spartans on their opening drive of the second half. Trojans with their first drive here of this third quarter. One wide receiver split to the left, one to the right. Flanagan in the shotgun, pitches to Hunter Page, who had 2 touchdowns in the first half. Turns the corner and runs out of room. And, Tim, you can just see how this sideline, I know we talked about it before, impacts this game. You know, we've been doing eight-man games for a couple of years now. We've been playing on the big field. Page would be able to turn the corner there. Instead, he's out of bounds.
Right, and I was just going to say, real nice play right there by Dominicus.
Yes.
Number 61 for Unitigo ran him down after a gain of 5, second down and 5. And, again, yes, I totally agree. And somebody like me that's this, you know, as old as I am, that is totally deceptive. Looking like, oh, that kid's going to score. And then, nope, he's out of bounds. It's really, really, really weird.
Yeah, that line, again, we said it in the first half, it's worth mentioning again, as this is going to be a second down and 5 here for the Trojans. They'll go to Hunter Page up the middle, spins forward, good for a first down right on that Trojans logo. If you're trying to envision at home where the sideline out of bounds is, there's the normal one for the regular football field. Then if you think about the 50-yard line, right under the 5 and the 0, that's where the 8-man out-of-bounds line is all the way down the field.
Yeah, I think it's probably, like I said, it's probably like 8 to 10 feet on both sides that it shortens the width of the field. It's still 100 yards lengthwise, but the width is different.
So a first and 10 now for Green. And, you know, it's interesting because in our area, eight-man football was very big in the 60s and 70s. All the Tri-Valley schools played it. And I believe all the old-timers tell me it was on an 80-yard field. Flanagan wants to throw on first down. It's complete to the 25-20, 15-10, and a touchdown for Green. 80 yards, 100 yards, he doesn't care. It's in for a touchdown for Derek Renfer.
Yeah, what a nice play that was right there. 50-yard touchdown pass off to the left-hand side. Hits his man in stride. He never broke it, and got an injured player down on the field for Unitigo, I believe.
Yeah, injured player for the Spartans, and that makes it 32-6 for Green on top of Unitego Franklin with 7:27 to go in this third quarter. We'll take an injury timeout. We should have the two-point conversion opportunity when we come back here. But again, 32-6 now our score. Green in the driver's seat. We'll be back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Injury timeout still going on here. We're under the lights in Green. 32-6 is our score. Green just scored on a very nice pass play from Grayson Flanagan, finding Derek Renfer for about a 50-yard TD pass. And a Unitego player, as he was running towards the end zone, really no contact or anything, fell to the ground. So we'll hope that everything is okay over there. But it does look like we might have a little extended break here, Tim. But 32-6 our score, about midway through this third quarter here.
Yeah, and then like we said, you know, you asked me about what I thought Green would do. I said they wouldn't put it up. Look what they did, and they get 6 points. That's why he's on the sideline and I'm in the booth.
Yep. Well, Coach Gorton, we have seen here tonight, he's not afraid to call the pass plays, and it's been a good thing here as they've really capitalized on some opportunities. So Unitego player is up on the far side, which is good, and he's getting a nice round of applause here from the crowd, so we'll just be able to keep it. Could not see who the injured player was on that far side. We'll see if we can get a read on the number. It does look like it's some sort of a leg or ankle injury, as whoever it is keeping their one leg kind of up off the ground a little bit. So trying to look over on that far side to see if we can see who it is as they go towards the bench. And we'll hope that everything is okay on that Unitego sideline. Still very hard to see. It's on the far side of the field, and they're behind a whole pack of people over there.
That's D football's version of the tent.
Yes.
The injury tent right there.
2-point conversion now as we're going to get back underway for Green. And here is Flanagan in the shotgun. Waits, stops, hands it off, tries to go to Hunter Page. Denied on the inside, cuts to the outside, leaning for the pylon. And did he get it? No.
No.
Ran out of real estate there. So 32-6. We'll take a break here. Green's 2-point conversion, no good, but they do lead. Unitego Franklin again, 32-6, 7.5 to go, third quarter on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
On the kickoff here, it'll be fielded by Unit Eagle. They're having a little trouble picking it up, though, and the ball down to the 10-yard line. They went the wrong direction on that, unfortunately, and the Trojans are pinning Unit Eagle Franklin pretty deep here with 7:15 to go in the third and a 32-6 lead for Green.
Real nice coverage right there by the Green special teams to stop the runner at the 10-yard line, first and 10 for the Spartans.
So the Spartans coming out on offense here. Trying to still see who the injured player was over on the far side there for Unitego. Still doing some stretching and such, but we are back underway. Midway through this third quarter on, it's going to be a chilly night out there, Tim. It's that time of year, I guess. But
absolutely.
I hope it's not too cold for your golf tomorrow morning.
I hope not either.
It's always tough, that cold weather golf. Little pitch here on first down and nowhere to go up the middle for Sargent. Actually, Reese James, brought down and going to be about a loss of one on the play.
I don't mind wearing a ski hat, but I hate playing in gloves. So
yeah, I have not gone that far with my golf game to play when I have to wear gloves. Not that committed. So we got to play yesterday.
I should be committed. I shouldn't be out there, that's for sure.
Got to play yesterday, and boy, it was just a great fall weather day yesterday. Hope everybody got to go out and enjoy it. Because by the afternoon, it was pushing 70. It was
gorgeous.
Great.
Gorgeous day.
Second down here for Unit Eagle. They'll throw over the middle in and out of the hands of Reese James there across the middle. Lasered right in there. He couldn't hold on, though. Third down.
Reese James with a nice effort right there. I thought he was going to get it after the first carom off his body, but it fell to the ground, third and 11.
So Unit Eagle Franklin going right to left at about their own 10-yard line. They're pinned up against their own end zone here. They're going to have to try to throw out of it. And third and 10, they need to move the ball here. See if they can get something going, either with the legs or the arm here of Logan Utter. Drops back to pass, throws over the middle, passes complete to James. Doesn't get out of bounds and does not pick up enough for a first down, maybe about five on the play when they needed 12. And it looks like the Spartans are going to have to punt away.
Yeah, you would think they would do that, especially where they are. And Green thinks they're going to do that, so hopefully we'll see a punt here.
Not a lot of real estate to work with for the Spartans. And so Dunlap is going to be at about between the 35 and the 40-yard line here for the Trojans. Looks like it's going to be solid field position unless Utter can get a huge leg on this one. He does, and he gets it out to about the 45 or so. Dunlap with the return across the 35 before he is brought down. Unit Eagle Franklin trying to rip that ball out of there, but he holds on. But, you know, Green leading 32-6 here over Unit Eagle Franklin. They're going to have great field position once again with 5:40 to go third quarter.
Yep, he was brought down by a host of Spartan tacklers right there.
Yes, he was. And, you know, the defense has been pretty good here tonight for Unit Eagle Franklin. I know you might be saying, well, you know, Nate, they're down 32-6. They've been solid, making good tackles. I just think Green has executed really well when they needed to the most.
Yeah, and again, like I said, Nate, man, it's just there's not that many people out there, and if you get by one level, there's no other people there to help. So it's tough when you have a good running team like Green and can also throw the ball.
Hand off here to Hunter Page on first down, and he's ripped down And there is that freshman we talked about for Unitego Franklin. Driving through the line is Derek Jordan. A big loss on the play, about 4 yards.
Yeah, Derek Jordan just bolted through the line of scrimmage and got to the running back, one of the toughest running backs that I've seen all year, and got him for a loss of 4, second down and 14.
I mean, as a freshman, if I had to guess, he's towering over the other guys on the line. I would say he's got to be 6'1"-ish, 6'2", maybe a buck, you know, buck 90, 200 pounds maybe. I don't know. What's your guess out there? I mean, he's a good-sized kid.
I'll say this much. He's bigger than me.
Yeah.
That's all I can tell you.
Well, he's having a great night on the line so far here. Here is the handoff again to Hunter Page, and they'll bring him down. And that line again breaking through. Reese James was there. Jordan was there. Tony DeDominicus was there. Great job by the Spartans.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's been any changes on that line from Green right now, because the Spartans are definitely getting into the backfield where they weren't doing that before. Most of their contact was going to be at the second level for the most of the game, and now they're getting into the backfield, and the runner really has no chance.
Third down and a country mile, as my friend Tim Cutting would say.
Absolutely.
4:15 to go in this third quarter, and Green leading 32-6, but they're going the wrong direction on this drive. They're back at their the Unitego 40, I should say, waiting for the snap. And dropping back, Flanagan at the 45, throws across the middle, pass is complete. Going to be very close to a first down, and again finds his man, Derek Renfer, over the middle.
What a nice little pattern right there, just running the skinny post pattern, and a beautiful throw by the quarterback. And I'm telling you, folks, the young man that's running the signal caller for Green is not a tall guy. He really has to look over the line. If they get their hands up, they're going to bat some balls down, but he doesn't have the ball in his hands very long, and it doesn't take long for it to get to the receiver.
I mean, that was a third and about 18 or so,
and
they pick it up.
Yep.
Well done there by the Trojans with 3.5 to go in the third. Little sweep to Volandi, cuts back over the 20, 15, runs out of real estate, and is brought down. Clock will keep moving. Again, Green leading at Unitego Franklin 32-6 here.
That was Volandi's going over to the left-hand side on the jet sweep to that side, and we talked about it earlier about looking like you were going to run forever, and then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, that's a line. You can see him like, stop, oh no.
I've been doing the same thing. When we look on that far side, it's hard to see exactly where the line is. So all of a sudden, a guy's running along, and I'm thinking, oh, he's going to turn the corner. Nope, he's out of bounds. Yeah. So, but I was trying to say before, in the old days, they played on an 80-yard field, mm-hmm. so it made it even more confined. Mm-hmm. So, would have loved to have seen some of those old-time games. I think it would have been fun. Here is the second down. Flanagan wants to throw. He's got a receiver just overlet him by about a yard or two. He was looking for Dunlap. And third down coming up here with 2.5 to go in the third. Again, Green leading at 32-6.
Tight coverage by the Spartans on that play as well, so that was a really nice defensive play. As Nate did say, the ball fell incomplete into the end zone. Third down and a long 5.
Under the lights tonight in Green, a 8-man football division game here between the Green Trojans, Unitego Franklin, the visitors here tonight. And appreciate you listening here on CDO tonight and also on WCDOsports.com. We did have an update, as it looks like we're going to have a timeout taken by the Green Trojans. The last check we had was at Norwich, I believe was ahead 20-0 over Oneonta in the second half. So we'll take a break for this timeout. Again, our score here, Green 32, Unitego Franklin 6. 2.5 to go in the third on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, 2.5 to go in the third, live tonight in Green. Our score 32-6, and Green is on top of Unitego Franklin. Still a full quarter to go, but stay tuned after our game as we'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game here. And we'll break down the scoring summary for you as well. And I'm sure there's going to be some more here coming up as Green is driving once again. They're going to try to bounce to the outside. There's Hunter Page, and he's in. Ask and you shall receive. Trojans put it in. Hunter Page, his third touchdown of the night.
15-yard run off the left-hand side. Page takes it to pay dirt, 6 points.
Very nice run there by Hunter Page. About a 15-yard TD run, and that pumps this score up to 38-6. For Green over Unitego Franklin. So, two-point conversion coming up. Will we see any any crazy plays here like we did last time?
I think Coach said to him, we'll just run the normal play. See,
it was creative, that's for sure.
It sure was.
In case you're just tuning in, Green had a very fun, from a fan perspective, two-point conversion was kind of a like a cornhole toss type of throw from Grayson Flanagan, and it worked. So, back in the first half. Two-point conversion here. Sweep to Vallandi. He is brought down, had nowhere to go. And Devin Jordan was right there to trip him up. But they put six on the board. So it is Green 38, Unitego Franklin 6. 2:25 to go third quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Kickoff back here to Unitego Franklin, and good defense by the special teams as they get down there. And once again, a run that went out to the 20 ends up back at about the 15 for the Spartans.
Yeah, nice little play right there by the Trojans. The runner from Unitego, or the receiver from Unitego, had a little trouble with the kick. And had to go back a little bit. They lost about five that where the ball was first initially touched, first and 10 for the Spartans.
So Spartans will have it again in their own end here. I had to chuckle here. One official just threw the ball to the other. I don't think he was expecting it, and basically just bonked him in the head there.
Did it take his hat off? So that's the whole thing.
It did not. It did not. So... But, no sympathy from the crowd.
That was unfunny.
Yeah.
That was unfunny.
Are we going to have another timeout here? Yes, timeout for the Trojans. They're going to use them all here tonight, I guess. 2:15 to go in the third. 38-6 is our score. Green on top of Unitego Franklin. Take another 30-second break. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour. No experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our score at the moment, Green 38, Unitego Franklin 6, 2:15 to go here in this third quarter. We're going to get back underway. A handoff now to Jacob Sargent. He's got some running room for Unitego on the far side. First down and more across the 35-40 out to the 45 before he's knocked out of bounds. Good, hard running for Unitego Franklin there. And they still have some energy and some pop with that running game.
Real nice little counterplay by the Spartans. Good for a good 25, 30-yard run right there. And get the ball closer to midfield for the Spartans. The ball will be spotted at the 43-yard line of Unitego Franklin.
You know, we've seen a lot of nice running tonight from Jacob Sargent. When he gets a little bit of room, he's really able to do some nice things. So that's good to see. And here is Logan Utter in the shotgun now, the QB here for Unitego Franklin. On first down as they're going right to left on the right hash near midfield at their own 42. Rush coming from the Trojans. They get out of it. And a good run from under to the outside. He's into green territory, and he steps out of bounds at about the 41-yard line. Another good run there from Logan Utter and moved the chains.
Logan Utter was pressured to go out to the left-hand side, and when he did, there was nobody out there, so he just took what he had there and just got the first down yardage. It's first and 10.
Yeah, ball on the left hash here. About the 42-yard line, and two back-to-back really good runs here for Unitico Franklin. They're in the white tops, the green pants, the green helmets. Green on the other side is in the green tops, green helmets, black pants, and they're wearing the pink socks tonight. Those really stand out here under the lights. Handoff, little double handoff here. And Reese James picks it up on the left side. Some trickery from the Spartans. Good for about 9 yards and out of bounds at the 33.
Yeah, kind of like a little reverse kind of play, but it was like really quick. It was like the he handed it off and handed and the other guy handed it right off again. So around to the left-hand side, gets about 7 yards, I'm going to say. Second down and 3.
Yeah, Utter put it in the breadbasket of Sargent, who then handed it right back to Reese James. Mm-hmm. It was well done. A lot of handoffs and not a lot of room right there.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was very Walton-esque, I would say. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Going to be the last play, it looks like. And they'll toss one to Sargent, trying to work his way around the edge. He's brought down at about the 32. And a little soft toss there. Pretty close to a first down with 5 seconds to go here in the third.
Yeah, he was Dunlap with a nice play on defense right there. Kept him short of the first down, it looks like. Oh, wait a minute. We have a penalty. Face mask.
Oh, a face mask on the Trojans. I do have a score update coming up here from Tioga and Sydney in just a minute, just confirming a few things on that. 5 seconds left. Wow, that face mask is going to march them inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line here. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. 38-6 is our score. Green on top of Unitico Franklin. We'll get you that Sydney Tioga update when we come back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here. We'll switch ends of the field. Our score, Green football now leads Unitico Franklin 38-6. So it was 12-6 into the first quarter, 26-6 at the half, and now 38-6 as we start the fourth quarter. Flip ends of the field, so Unitico Franklin will be going left to right on your radio dial here. See if maybe they can cash in early in the fourth. QB keeper for Utter cuts back to the right side, now into the inside between the hashes and down inside the 10. Pyle pushing him forward almost to the 5 before he is brought down. He's still on his feet here, but I think they finally called it dead.
I got to believe that whistle was kind of late because I'll tell you what, it looked like his forward progress had stopped and they were just holding him up and it was just allowing the Green players that were getting there late trying to rip the ball out, which unit have another turnover right now. But they did get inside the 10-yard line.
So the Spartans are knocking on the door here. And I did have an update that Norwich is ahead at the moment. Let me just double-check that here as we wait for the play. Last update was 26-0, Norwich on top with about 11 minutes left in that game. So pretty much about the same time as this game here. A little double handoff again. Spartans trying to drive forward with Jacob Sargent. He's short of the end zone. And so it's going to be a third down and goal to go here for the Spartans.
Yeah, nice little play. Ran it to the opposite side this time and gets down to about the one-yard line, maybe the two. Second down, goal to go.
So 10.5 to go, fourth quarter, 38-6. Green on top of Unitico Franklin, but the Spartans try to cut into this lead a little bit here. It's, they have actually a second down still, unless they didn't flip that marker on the far side. I've lost track of it here. No, second down and two, it looks like. And Spartans with a good opportunity here. Utter is in the shotgun. He's going to toss one back to Sargent. He's in. Jacob Sargent for the Unitico Franklin touchdown with 10 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Nicely done there by Unitico Franklin.
Well, shuttle pass from Utter to Sargent into the end zone. He walks and 6 points for the Spartans.
So, yeah, about a five-yard TD there for Jacob Sargent. Nicely done. And Utter with the little toss there. I think he'll get credit for the TD toss, right?
Yeah. Forward.
So putting that down here on my sheet. Little TD toss there for Logan Utter. He got the first one with his legs. He throws that one. Two-point conversion coming up here with just over 10 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, waiting for the snap. Utter gets this one, and again, a little double handoff. They go to Reese James. Can he push the pile forward? No, doesn't get it. And so the two-point conversion is no good. Our score with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter is Green 38, Unitico Franklin 12. We'll be back on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. 38-12, our score. Green on top of Unitico Franklin. The Jacob Sargent touchdown for Unitico Franklin on that last drive. Water down the wrong pipe there, Tim.
Yeah, I was like, I think you're having a little problem there, Nate.
Yeah, all right. That happens from time to time. Tioga defeats Sydney 60-0 tonight. That is our final score there. So Tioga remains undefeated, and another tough division game there. Anytime anybody has to play Tioga.
Yeah, and it's no surprise. I mean, they're just a class above everybody else. I mean, it's just amazing how good they are.
You know, they've taken down Walton, and we'll see what they have for Delhi later in the year. I believe that's also later in the season, so that is going to be interesting. A little run back here by Green across the 50 to about the 45. Really good run back on this kickoff here. And the Trojans, William Dunlap, does not be denied there.
Yeah, he crossed the 50. I mean, I think that return was probably 45 yards. Nice play by that young man. And Green will take over first and 10 inside Spartan territory.
He's had a couple of really nice returns so far tonight, Tim, where he just wouldn't be denied. We remember the one in the first half where he ran back and forth across the field a couple of times. So very well done.
The video game move.
Yes, he started on the right, went all the way to the left, came back to the right, looked like Tecmo Bowl out mm-hmm. there, which we talked about one time when we were here last year, too, in a crazy game between Green and Unitico Franklin. And they're going to hand off to Hunter Page on the right side, and he gets nowhere to go. Reese James comes through and is able to rip him down. And new quarterback in, junior number 11, Jaden Arosevic, is in the ball game now for the Trojans, getting some work.
So he loses about three on the play, second down and 13. The ball is spotted at the 50-yard line.
And So clock continuing to move a little bit here as we come up on 9 minutes to go here in this this fourth quarter. Again, just up the road, Norwich on top of Oneonta. 26-0 was the last chance we had there to check on that. Tioga defeats Sydney 60-0. We'll get you some other out-of-town scores. Last we checked, UV was trailing Newfield as well. And going to be a quarterback keeper here for Arosevich. Cuts to the inside across the 50 to about the 48. And going to be a third down and about 11 to go for the Trojans here going right to left.
Yeah, nice little quarterback design run right there just off to the left side. He just tries to beat his man to the outside, which he was unable to do, but he did gain 3 yards, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, third down and 10.
Clock moving down to about 8.5 to go. And, again, Green on top of Unitego Franklin by a score of 38-12. So a third down and about 11 to go, as Tim said. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. We know our web stream has a lot of loyal listeners. It's all courtesy tonight of SFCU. Throw to Dunlap on the outside, and he's got it on his horse again. Good for a first down across the 35 up to the 31.
Nice little play. I love it. He just throws it out there to the outside and just lets him go man-on-man with the defender, and he beats him to the outside, gets the first down yardage, first and 10.
Won't be denied, that's for sure. And I've had a chance to talk with him a couple of times after games, and he's that type of kid, too. He's got a little spark to him, and he says, you know, I'm here to play. So he won't go down easily, that's for sure. So the Trojans now putting some guys in different places here late in this ball game, as looks like they will be on their way to another victory here in this part of the season. They go to Hunter Page, and he's upended. A good tackle by D. Dominicus coming over to bring him down. That was more like a wrestling move there, a suplex.
Well, that was really unfair for that running back because somebody was pulling on his shirt, so it was slowing him down, and then here comes number 61, Dominicus, and he finished the play.
I know we were talking about wrestlers playing football earlier. There's a lot of wrestlers on both sides here for this team, so I just think it really pays off in the tackling department, that's for sure.
Definitely does, Nate. You're absolutely right.
7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Green on top of Unitego Franklin, 38-12. Thanks for listening in tonight. Hopefully you're staying warm out there on this chilly Friday night. But certainly the weather could be a lot worse at this time of the year. So a little pitch to the outside here for Green on a second down and 10, and nowhere to go. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. D. Dominicus was in there again, and I should say that it was Carl, because there's Carl and Tony both on this Unitego Franklin squad. So well done. And again, Derek Jordan, the freshman, in on that tackle for Unitego Franklin. Tony D. Dominicus was in the area as well.
There's two.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
No wonder he's everywhere.
51 and 61. They're everywhere. So.
They're everywhere.
Coming up on 6 minutes to go in fourth quarter. And a third down and 10 for the Trojans now, going right to left. They're inside Unitego territory at about the 36.
The new quarterback for Green is a little bit taller.
Yeah, they hand off, a little sweep to the left side, and there's Carl and Tony on the gang tackle there,
nice.
Bringing down Jaron Hogenkamp.
Siblings sack.
Yeah, they're getting the job done here late in this ball game, and you love to see that. You love to see that energy late in the game, even if you're trailing. These guys are enjoying their time out there on the field.
Fourth and 8.
Yeah, fourth down coming up for the Trojans. They'll be going for it inside Unitego territory.
I'll bring the field goal kicker out.
Come on.
Why not?
You know, we have seen some good kicking in our other games so far this year. A couple teams seem to have a guy with a leg. Not like that Tioga kicker we saw a while ago, Tim. That was
amazing.
He was excellent a few years back. Run on fourth down to the outside. Another big tackle, but Green's going to come up short on fourth down. Aiden Marston couldn't turn the corner on that right wing.
Yeah, he was stopped by number 13, Ashton Gore of the Unitego Spartans, short of the sticks. So it will be turnover on downs for the Spartans. They will take over first and 10.
Good hold there by the Spartans, as Tim said, with about 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, all-purpose players of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. And we got a lot of choices here tonight, Tim. Franklin, Unitego Franklin, a couple of nice guys playing well. And, of course, Green, Hunter Page, 3 touchdowns. Flanagan's thrown it all over the place. Melandy's been great. I mean, 2 touchdown catches for Derek Renfer, you name it.
Yeah, you're talking that, and now I'm going to throw this into the mix, on a page number of tackles for losses.
Yes, very true. He's been an animal here tonight. Might be a good choice for all purpose. We'll see. First down for Unity Eagle Franklin. Sergeant to the outside. Good for about four, it looks like, with four and a half to go.
I think we have a cramp on the field with one of the players from Green.
Yep, that's definitely a cramp. Tried to get up, and nothing doing there. So let's step away for 30 seconds here with about four and a half to go in the fourth quarter. Green on top of 38-12. We will be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. A handoff after the injury timeout there. Up the middle for Jacob Sargent. Good, and he's going to pick up the first down here. He had just enough to get that.
Yeah, that was a great run right there by number 21. He did a fantastic job. He got hit right about the first level of the backers, and he just kept going and got the first down yardage, first and 10 for the Spartans.
Clock moving down to about three and a half to go. And are we going to have a flag? Yes, we are. A little late coming in there as both sides jumped on the line.
That's going to be an interesting one.
Both sides went for it there. Looks like it's going to go against the Trojans.
Well, I think that's the score's 38 to 12. Who do we call this on? Heads? Unitigo?
Yeah.
Tails?
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, the crowd staying till the end here to root on these two teams. A nice crowd on hand.
That's because you're here, Nate.
That's right.
That's why.
They know we're here. They wanted to come out in the masses here tonight. So,
faked it.
Here's Utter on a little fake. Runs to the outside. Had nowhere to go. Trojans coming in to bring him down.
We're going to run the little counter play that they've run so successfully tonight, and he decided he was going to keep the ball this time, but Green had it snuffed out, and he loses about 3 yards on the play. Second down and 8.
Coming up on 2.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Appreciate everybody listening in here tonight. We did have final scores, Tioga over Sydney, 60-0. Unadilla Valley falling 28-0 to Newfield tonight. Last check we had, Norwich was still on top of a scoreless Oneonta team. That was 26-0 we had last check. Here's Unitigo looking to throw over the middle with Utter. Got a good look for Reese James. It's completed to 20, down to the 15, and a great hookup there from Utter to James, down to the 15, and the Spartans aren't going to go quietly.
Yeah, real nice throw right there, about 45 yards in the air. And ball will be down to, there's a flag on this one, too.
Oh, we got a flag late. James was making a little signal over towards the official that maybe a face mask or something like that. So we'll have to see what the call is.
I'm guessing that's what it is because it was on the tackle.
Yeah, I think it's a face mask here, which is going to give a first and goal here for Unitigo Franklin. Wow, a huge pickup of yardage here, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, he threw the pass play was probably good for 40, 45 yards, and now they're going to just split this difference, half distance to the goal. Ball will be spotted at about the 6-yard line, first and goal to go for the Unitigo Spartans.
So 2 minutes to go here. Can the Spartans punch one more in? They're going to pitch it back to James, and he goes back again to Logan Under, and they call that one dead. It's the second time he's trying to do that.
And and Utter is standing there going, don't do it.
I mean,
both
times he was pretty wrapped up, and it didn't work. But, you know, he successfully completed it to him both times to get it back to him.
I get it. I see that, but he gets back in that huddle, and they're like, don't do that to me again, please.
So this will be a minute 20 to go here. Going to be a second down. Utter to the outside, cuts back, looking for the end zone, comes up just a little short here. Weaved it inside, but comes up short. So we hit 1 minute to go.
Yeah, quarterback design run out to the left-hand side. Nice job. Just comes up short of the goal line. Third down and goal to go from about the two.
So it is Green 38, Unitego Franklin 12. 50 seconds left. Clock is running. Can the Spartans put one in here late in this contest? We'll see on this play. Here's the snap. Utter, I think, wants it himself. Yes, he does. Cuts to the outside. Can he get there in time? Pulls his way in. Touchdown for Logan Utter with 37 seconds left. And he just lowered his shoulder and worked his way in.
The reason he got in, folks, is number 21 played an absolutely beautiful block on the edge, Jacob Sargent. He does it with the football in his hands, and he does it for his teammates. Nice job by that young man.
Yeah, well done. Cuts it to 38-18 with 37 seconds left. And they'll go for two here for the Spartans. Again, stay tuned. We'll have the post-game show coming up for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney, our longtime sponsors and supporters of our awards. And the kids love those awards. You get those trophies at the end of the year, and it's something they all look forward to. Two-point conversion. Still on his feet, Reese James, and then he gets tripped up and won't be able to find the end zone. So makes it 38-18. Here with 37 seconds left. So, Tim, a good effort tonight here by Unitego Franklin, but just too much green. They were able to always convert when they needed to.
Yeah, they definitely did. I mean, they just, you know, and it was funny because, like you said earlier, they looked like they were just going to just run the ball. And then they just came in and started throwing a few times just to get them off guard. And they did the right times, and that was the whole thing. It was like they did it at the right time. So, like, Unitego brought more men up into the box so that they could try to defend the run, and that's when they threw. Great coaching job by the Green Brain Trust.
Looks like we'll have maybe one last kickoff here, I think. I mean, there's still 37 seconds left. Both teams have gone back to their respective sidelines here. So
yeah,
we will have a kickoff, maybe one or two last plays to wrap things up here.
Green's getting the ball, so I'm pretty sure that once they take possession, they're going to just nail it and end this game.
A little victory formation here. Mm-hmm. So we're still figuring out where we will be next week for games. I know there's some good soccer on tap, and we'll have a football game for you next Friday night. I know next Saturday will be league championship day for a lot of our local soccer teams.
Nice.
Up in Oneonta, so that's going to be a fun Saturday next week.
Where are they playing that this year, Nate?
It's at Hall of Fame Fields, right, National mm-hmm. Soccer Campus. Yeah. So that's always a fun day, and you hope for good weather for those games. Last year we had that torrential downpour day. It was an incredible day. I don't think I've ever seen worse conditions for a soccer game. Kickoff here. Green's just going to kneel it down with 34 seconds left. We're hopefully going to have some victory formation here.
Number 11, the junior quarterback, right?
Yeah,
Rukovich. Nice catch right there. Shows he can catch the ball as well.
Yep.
Very nice job.
So it looks like maybe we'll have one last
They're calling it.
Knee down, or are they just going to say, hey, let's go?
The kids are done.
Yeah. They look
They're not looking at the officials. They're at the line. They're ready to go.
They're ready to shake hands here. And the officials are like, excuse me, guys, there's 34 seconds left here.
I think they felt that the clock was going to continue to run on the kick,
yep.
And it didn't because the referees stopped it.
Yes.
There's going to be one sound.
Sticklers for the rules here at the end with 34 seconds left and a 38-18 ball game.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Run it out there. So they're going to run the clock off. That's going to be our final score here tonight, 38-18. Post-game show coming up. Green defeats Unitego Franklin. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. Post-game show on the way on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. Our final score here, Green defeats Unitego Franklin 38-18. Here tonight in Green, Hunter Page ends up with three touchdowns here tonight. Joel Volandi with another one for Green. Derek Renfer for two touchdown catches off of two passes from Grayson Flanagan. And a really nice night here for the Trojans. For Unitego Franklin, Logan Utter with a 55-yard touchdown run. Jacob Sargent with their other score tonight. So, yeah, Page with three scores for Green. Joel Volandi with that TD run. And then Flanagan finding Renfer for those two catches to the end zone is the scoring summary here tonight. So, Tim, let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT has been a longtime sponsor of this award. We certainly appreciate their support. NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I think a lot of options you could do here. Let's go Hunter Page, the three touchdowns. I know we talked about him for all purpose because he was great on defense, but those three TDs, awesome night for Hunter Page.
Not even just the three TDs. It was pretty much every run he took the ball. I mean, he just absolutely looks for that contact and loves to go through people, and he's definitely well-deserving of the award because of the three touchdowns.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on local high school football teams on WCDO. A couple options here. I have an idea of what I want to do for all purpose. I think we'll give somebody on Green this award. I thought Volandi was great tonight. I thought Flanagan was great tonight, of course. Renfer was great. We'll just give this one to Flanagan. Sometimes the defense award turns into another guy that's almost like an all-purpose guy. I thought Flanagan was great all over the field tonight, so we'll give that one to Grayson Flanagan.
Yeah, he did a really nice job. And, again, like I said, he is not the biggest person, and it's very difficult being a short quarterback because those linemen just get their hands up and it's hard to throw the ball. And he did a really good job distributing the ball, and then he also made sure that his offense ran very smoothly.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I'd like to go tonight with Logan Utter from Unitego Franklin. I thought he played a great game, had that nice touchdown run, did a little bit of everything. You could have gone Jacob Sargent as well. I thought those two were the two key pieces tonight, but we'll give it to Logan Utter from Unitego.
Yeah, Logan Utter did a really nice job, and he was under pressure a lot. He handled it very well, very much a poised young man, and definitely deserving of the award.
So that's our three awards. Again, we don't know what game we'll be doing next week, but make sure you stay tuned to WCDO as well as WCDOsports.com for the updates there. Again, our final here tonight, 38-18. If you're looking for those other scores, like we said, Sydney falling to Tioga by a score of 60-0. And I just want to give you those other two scores real quick that I had. Norwich 26, Oneana 6. That's the final there. And 28-0. Unadilla Valley falls tonight to Newfield. So I don't have a BG score yet, I don't think. Nope, I don't have that. So make sure you stay tuned to NateLaw.com or follow me on Twitter at NateLaw. We'll have those scores for you probably pretty soon once we sign off here. So big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Also to Craig Stevens for all his hard work. And Cutter, good to have you back.
Thank you, bud. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully I'll get to do a couple more games this year. And
yeah.
Things are going to clear up in my schedule in a week.
That's good. That's good. Well, you got a good week ahead, as you said. You know, your daughter getting married next weekend, so enjoy that. That's what life's all about, those moments like that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. I told my wife the other day, she said to me, she goes, I don't know if we're going to be ready. And I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. Whether you're ready or not, it's happening.
Right.
Because we have spent this much money.
Forget the love, all that.
Right.
That's baloney.
We have spent
the
this
money.
Much money. This is happening. I don't care if we renew our vows. Something is happening.
We're going to eat, we're going to drink, and somebody's going to have a good time. So.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You, Nate. I really do appreciate you asking me to come back, and hopefully I can get a couple more games in this year with you.
Yes, we're going to hope to have you back again. And like I said, keep an eye on the schedule. We'll probably maybe hope to do another soccer game. And, of course, football the rest of the way. And then into the winter, we will have some hoops. That's right around the corner as well. So we can always have you on for that. So, again, a big thank you to Jim and Craig back in the studio. Final score, Green 38, Unitico Franklin 18. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend from WCDO Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.